Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Matt Stair is a legendary MLB player. He's going to be at the Red Sox dinner. Is that tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. We're going to talk with Matt Stairs coming up in just a bit. The guy's a home run. He hits dingers like crazy.
He had the most pinch hit home runs in Major League Baseball history at 23.
He's a beaut.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you have fun at Beer Club last night?
I did. It, you know, it was a really good, a little bit challenging. They put a new, they're upgrading Birmingham's there,
yeah.
And they changed the audio system, and it just didn't, it wasn't up to, like, it just, something was wrong with it.
So if our voices sound a little raspy today, we were yelling.
We were going to go, we were making the draws, as we do with every Beer Club.
Yeah.
We make draws for prizes. And we used the microphone, and we were going to go around table to table, call out names. I was like, no. So we stood up on chairs and yelled out to the whole crowd, and it was a great crowd. And it's a great crowd thanks to the stuff we bring to the table and our friends at Birmingham's. I'll tell you what, when we went around and told people that if they come to all 12 beer clubs, like one a month, they automatically get a $250 gift card. Not a draw. Everybody gets that gift card.
That's a nice bingo.
And if you come to 6 months, and it doesn't have to be consecutively, you get a $75 gift card. But the one that people were really excited about was our big beer barrel.
Yeah, where a person gets a beer every day for 365 days a year. Well, except for Christmas. It's whenever Birmingham's is open.
Yeah, and they got
the
mug.
If you're knocking on the door at Christmas, Christmas morning,
you got a problem.
Your kids are opening presents, and you're sitting there with your beer barrel at the door.
Yeah,
you might
but
have
issues. But they get the mug to keep, and they get a picture on the Wall of Fame, and Glenn was our first guy.
Yeah. What was his last name, though?
Glenn. It started with a G.
Glenn. He was very excited.
Nice guy.
So check it out. The next Chad and Ballsy Beer Club coming up, next month.
Last Thursday
of every month. You can find all the details at thewolffrogs.com.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Everybody's talking about Vladdy Guerrero. Tonight he will make his debut with the Toronto Blue Jays. He's one of the most hyped rookies in recent years.
Long time, yeah.
Good Canadian, born in Canada.
Born in Montreal.
I mean, he lived in the Dominican. Born in Montreal, so he's Canadian. But before him was Matt Stairs, another good Canadian ball
player. Yeah, absolutely, man. He's got the record, too, not only for the most pinch-hit home runs, but also he's played for the most franchises.
Yeah.
12. A positional player.
You talked to them, right?
Yeah, earlier, and like a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to play a clip from him.
We'll do that a little later.
Yeah.
So the music survey is still there for you guys to do, brought to you by Leon's Regina, Leon's Furniture Regina. Basically, you can go through it. It takes a little bit of time, about an hour and a half, but once you get through it, you could win $1,000 just like that. And it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, listen, it's gonna be a garbage weekend for weather, so you can sit inside.
That's a good point.
Cycle through some music, have a little fun. Like I said, even if you're just sitting around with friends, the thing I like about it is you can get a little reminiscent with music too. You hear it and you go, "Oh yeah, I like that song." You know what I mean? Like it just kind of reminds you. Let's try it out here, Ballsy. So I'm gonna play a few song clips for you, Miguel, and you tell me whether you would give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Okay, let's go with it.
Okay, here we go.
Down.
What?
Yeah, down.
Donnie Wahlberg would kick down. Your ass.
I love Donnie as an actor, not as a singer.
Because you're a Blue Bloods
Blue
guy.
Blue Bloods guy, yeah.
All right.
As an actor.
How about this one?
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat
down.
Came back.
Down? Fred Penner is a national treasure.
Down. Yeah, he was when my kids were 3 to 5. Not now.
That was a big log he walked through, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
I have yet to see another log like that.
If he ran for politics, he'd probably win, though.
Fred Penner?
Yeah.
You'd vote for him?
Well,
Fred Penner would definitely.
You see our options?
Fred Penner would definitely be lefty, though. No doubt in my mind. Right?
You think so?
He's not a conservative.
Well, you don't know. He's perfect. You don't know what he is.
That's a good entertainer.
Yes.
A good entertainer. And finally, tell me what you'd think of this one, Miguel.
I'll tell you what I think. I'm drunk on a dance floor in Cabo. This is all the way up, baby. Rubbing chest with you.
All right, here we go. I don't want no scrub. Oh.
Hey, Ballsy, is that Sammy Hagar?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Just down the hallway, we have a friendly station here called My 92.
Right.
And Rusty Dean has been doing mornings here for what? She's been here, for, I think she said like 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's 4 or 5. She had maternity leave because she had her son Porter.
Yeah.
And she's also lives out of town on a farm.
Yeah.
And it's harvest season and stuff. Yeah. And she just decided it was too much. So she's just taking a, pausing her career. She's not done, but she's pausing her career.
So she's leaving.
Yes.
She's dead to us.
Because
that's the saying. As soon as they leave here, they're dead to us.
Yeah, dead to us.
Yeah.
Rusty who?
Yeah. No, you're right. After today, I won't know.
Rusty who?
Yeah. So she used to be on TV as well.
Global.
Anyway, so she's gone. Not yet. Today's her last day. So, you know, we'll have a tearful goodbye, I'm sure. We always love seeing her in the hallways. She's a lot of fun. So
no, Rusty, she's dead to us. Well, I've signed her card, so she's dead to us.
Oh, you have signed her card?
She's dead, yeah.
Where is that card?
Well, it's right here. And I'll tell you what, the worst thing about cards.
Yeah.
Is that there's nowhere to sign it.
Where did you sign it? Right on the front?
Well, yeah. Look, where else was I going to sign it? Where else would I have signed it? I'm like one of the last guys to sign it.
It's one thing to sign the front, but you've written like an essay on here.
Well, her and I are good friends.
Can I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rusty, it has been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you, but you know I'll see you in my dreams. That is creepy.
Yeah, I had a couple of dreams about it. She knows that.
That is
she knows
creepy.
That. Rusty and I.
That's better than I wrote, though.
What'd you write?
I wrote on the back of the card, and all I said was, I'll miss your inappropriate comments.
And she is. She's foul-mouthed. I like her that
She's
way.
She's a sailor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read everybody else's comments on here because it's private, you know.
Yeah.
But it's true. Whenever you have to write on any card at work, it's impossible to find a spot to do it. And then I never know what to say.
I got a question for you. Do you think we're going to have a big farewell when we're gone?
No, it'll be an email.
I know how it's going to go.
It'll be Chad and Ballsy are no longer employed.
Yeah, we wish them well in their future endeavors. See your manager for more details.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Everybody's talking Vladdy Guerrero tonight. That's going to be a great debut with the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm sure. A lot of pressure on the kid. But Matt Stairs, he's a great Canadian baseball player in his own right, and he hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Regina Red Sox dinner tomorrow night, and you actually asked him a great question. When was this interview?
Well, this was a couple weeks ago in Sports Cage. Now, growing up, he used to be a really big hockey player,
right,
too. So I asked him about...
All right, well, here it is.
What was the walk-up song? Was it Stompin' Tom Connors, the hockey song? What was it?
You know what? Now, I'm sitting there kicking my ass, because if I would have thought about that back in the day, I probably would have. But I was such a big WrestleMania freak, and I was a big Stone Cold Austin fan that I ended up playing his glass breaking for, I would say... Well, I was part of 19 years in the big leagues. I didn't play one different song except for my last at bat in Washington when I came up to Toby Keith singing, "You're Not As Good As You Once Were."
Well done. Great. Love you, Matt Stairs. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I appreciate it.
That was with Duke there, too, right?
Yeah, Derek Myers was on the coast.
What would your walk-up song be?
Cult of Personality.
That is that. Right at the beginning. One second, I gotta pull that see? Up.
That's one of my. That's
I should
my
have
favorite.
Had that ready.
Sorry, but I should have told you. That's my favorite song of all time.
Living, yeah, I gotta find that.
Living Color, Cult of Personality.
That one, that's got just an awesome opening riff.
Yeah. Imagine this over the speaker system in a stadium.
Yeah.
Here comes Ballsy. He's gonna bang one out of the yard.
And then here comes little scrawny Miguel.
Not scrawny.
But you would have to go by Miguel if you played baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
yeah.
That's your Central American name.
Miguel. Spicy wiener, 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 wiener.
That is a good tune, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that one a listen later.
What would yours be?
I'd like to think it would be something very intimidating.
Let me paint the word picture for you. It's two out, bottom of the ninth, right. Bases loaded, Chad McDonald coming to the dish.
Come waddling up.
Now, is that because you have an endorsement with A&W?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm literally knocking donuts off my bat. And I don't mean like the actual weighted donuts. I'm talking like sprinkled.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ballsy doesn't you trust the internet at all. You don't.
No, I just signed up with online banking recently. Well, I don't. And
did you
I,
get a physical check at work for the longest time?
Yeah.
Like even after everybody else?
No. It went in because you had to. But if I could get a physical check, I would take a physical check.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
That's annoying.
I don't trust it.
But I guess maybe there's good reason for you not to trust it a little bit. They've actually said Facebook sold off information through this one app. It's called This Is Your Digital Life. I'm not sure if anybody signed up for that. It was between, well, no, a lot of people in Saskatchewan did. It was between 2013 and 2015, I think. And 20, just over 20,000 users in Saskatchewan were affected by it. Now you're saying, at first I was like, oh, big deal. They give away like your birth date and your name and that kind of information. It's like that stuff most people have public anyway.
Yeah,
on their
right.
profile. They actually gave away private messages.
What?
Like they could go into your private messages and take a look at them.
Just to
they
kind of
sold
see
that off to them.
What your likes and everything are.
Well,
what?
But yeah, I guess. I don't know what that how that would help anything. But that's creepy, right?
That's how can like
Facebook messages. I say some horrible things in them.
Oh, me too. About you and other people.
Yeah.
They ruined my job.
Constantly trash talk you.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's a loser.
So
hi, Chad. You want a coffee? That's exactly why I'm slow to this whole. You said between 2013 and 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I only discovered Facebook 2 weeks ago. I'm good.
Do you trust the internet?
Chad and Ballsy daily.
Jameson Hawk has this one. He says, my banking is all secure. I got nothing else to hide. If they want to peek around my boring life, go ahead. And that's how I think a lot of people.
Well, there's
but,
nothing.
But that, a lot of people say, oh, my life's boring. You know what? You've got more worth to your life than you'd know. And I bet you would realize how much worth is in your life when all of a sudden it was just taken away from you.
No, and I've never. Knock on wood, I've never had identity theft, so I get where you're going there.
Yeah.
I don't really care if they snoop around my stuff. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing really incriminating on my Facebook Messenger or anything.
Right.
But just the idea of it.
I've often, when I'm on Facebook, I don't ever do the app thing.
I've never done it. I don't even know how to work something.
I don't
I'm
send
glad.
Invites out to do that. Well, it's just, you know that it's just garbage you're putting on your...
I'm actually happy. Like, you guys always joke that I'm incompetent when it comes to technology around here. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm pretty happy about that.
Let's not act like you stay off the internet because it's a personal choice. You stay off because it scares you and it's confusing.
Yeah, I don't really like it. No. Like,
but that's why you stay off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, because for the most part, like, I know the basics, and that's all I really want to know.
Yeah.
You know, they say you need... If you don't evolve, you die. Well, you know what? I'm okay with dying.
And Rick Zotsman, he says, proof positive why there should be licensing in place to get on the internet. He says everybody should have... maybe that's true. Maybe everybody should take a course to get on the internet.
Yeah. I don't need to sign up for that course.
I sure wish my auntie would stop sending me invites to do the online casino game. I don't want to play Slotzilla.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Maybe everybody went to Avengers and they're tired.
Maybe.
Late showing or something. I don't know. Yeah. I honestly, man... it's one of those things where everybody's talking about it, but I'm so far behind, I just don't have the desire to catch up. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many movies, I just don't have... I get some of the characters, yeah, but I don't get all the characters.
I want to,
like,
catch up. I do. I want to see Avengers Endgame, and a lot of people went out and saw it last night. There were a few people at Beer Club that were going right after Beer Club to see it.
Do you even need to catch up? Like, can it be a standalone movie?
I think this one you do, because it's got the Avengers timeline to it, and especially the last one was a big one. Mm-hmm. There were Infinity War, a lot of stuff happened there that you kind of need to catch up on.
I've never been a big superhero guy.
I
still have the Spider-Man movies and the plastic wrapping.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them.
I've seen them. Like, I've seen a lot of them. I've seen a lot of the Marvel movies. I just haven't paid attention to the order of them, and I haven't paid attention to certain... Like, I don't know a lot about Hulk... But I know a lot about, like, Spider-Man, and I know a lot about Iron Man and that kind of stuff.
So is it like, sorry, I'm going to sound way out of my...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Is it Iron Man, Spider-Man, Hulk, Black Panther?
Captain America.
Captain America.
And others.
Is Aquaman in there?
No, that's DC.
Okay, because Aquaman...
Aquaman is the same as Batman. Like, that's DC.
Okay, so, like, what is Aquaman... Like, I've always figured, like, what is
that's
Aquaman?
That's different.
Yeah, like, he's useless.
He's dreamy.
Is he?
Yeah.
So
it's
that
Jason Momoa guy. Here's how it goes down, too. My wife goes to the store, and she comes home with like, we don't buy movies much anymore because nobody does.
Yeah.
I bought Bohemian Rhapsody a while back, but that's just because I want that in my collection. And she came home with Aquaman. And I'm like, oh, really? You're into comic book movies now? And she goes, yeah. And I look on the cover. There's Jason Momoa shirtless. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm sure you're watching.
So,
this
like, is Aquaman shutting down SpongeBob's meth lab? It's like, what else is he doing? But anyways,
Aquaman is an old movie already.
Anyways, like, who's your favorite Avenger? If you had to pick one, I gotta go with Spider-Man.
Is he an Avenger, though? I don't think he's considered an Avenger.
Well, then what is he doing? Is he in the movie?
He's in the movie.
Yeah. Well, then what is he doing? Is he fighting them? See, this is too confusing for me. I just don't understand it. Like, are they all... Who are they fighting? They're all banding together in this show, right?
Oh, my God. Go home and watch Family Matters. It is Friday night. It still airs on Friday night, right, Ballsy?
No, I was hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, sorry.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Morning. How's it going tonight?
Always good. What's up?
Hey, I'm just curious. Have you guys heard, is the ring road still bunged up? Going, coming in from Moose Jaw?
Coming in from Moose Jaw?
Yeah, the Wascana Parkway down and around the university.
What happened?
I don't know that anything happened. Just yesterday they were down single lane and it looked like it was hell.
Oh, well, maybe that's because they're cleaning the ditches and stuff.
Okay. I wouldn't know. They're still planning that today?
I don't know. I'm NOD. I'm north of Dudney. I don't.
Yeah, well, so I just stayed the night in Moose Jaw, so I'm coming back.
Stayed the night in Moose Jaw. What's up there, Mr. Burton Cummings?
Well, you know, just hanging out at the old folks' spa.
Oh, you're at the spa.
Oh, nice.
That's good. You soaking yourself or with your significant other?
I was with my wife there, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I almost called her your old lady. That wouldn't have been very good.
Went for a good float with the old mistress, huh?
Yeah. Was it your wife or your girlfriend?
My wife.
Okay. Okay.
Girlfriend's here in Regina?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Let's start that one up.
He's mad because it's down to one lane. He can't get there fast enough.
He's like, all I did was try and call in and see if they knew something about traffic.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A lot of Ryder fans on social media. I'm on the Ryder Pride fan page or whatever, and they're talking about it. Will we get a refund on our tickets if there's a CFL strike?
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, 97% of the CFL PA union members voted in favor of strike action, and almost all the players voted, they said, which is great.
The other 3% are quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, and that's why there won't be a strike. I've always joked CFL stands for cash flow low.
Yeah.
Both on the owner's side and the player side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Owners don't make a ton of money in this league. Yeah, they make some money, but they're not getting rich. Like
the only team that does well is ours.
Well, the Montreal Alouettes are owned by the league right now, okay?
Right.
The BC Lions are owned by David Brayley, who at one time owned two teams at the same time.
Oh, he doesn't anymore?
No.
I thought he owned the Argos.
No, because the MLSE owns the Argos.
Oh, right.
Like, and they're lucky the Argos are owned by MLSE because they can afford to take the loss right now. Mm. So I want the players to get as much money as they can because they're treated like a meat market, right? And they're not looked after they're done their careers. Right. But give me a break. There will be no strike. There won't be. And if there's a strike, it might cost us a preseason game, which is garbage anyway.
So you think it'll get resolved?
Yeah, it will.
What are they asking for?
Well, they want a higher minimum wage. Like, it's at $54,000
now. Well, it should be
higher. Yeah, it should be bumped up. They want it bumped up.
But who makes minimum? Are there a lot of guys making minimum?
Well, when they first come in, they make minimum. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, Mike Riley makes $700,000.
Well, yeah.
Bo Levi Mitchell. But the guy blocking for him in a lot of cases is making $80,000. Mm. Like, it's a
Are we still paying Corey Chamberlain?
No, we're off the books with that and Tammen.
We're off with them now?
I think we are.
Weren't we paying them like
$250 each, I think.
A youth.
Yeah, I think we're off the books with them now.
Okay.
So, but no, like, listen, you know why this league is good? Because you can go to the games and you can watch the players and you can identify with them because they don't make much more than you. Well, no, it's true.
They can't afford the popcorn either.
It's true. When Scott Schultz... Mm-hmm. All 300 pounds of him pulls up in a Chevy Cobalt to the game and gets out.
Right, yeah.
Right? He's sitting in the back seat driving.
Yeah.
You're like, well, that's kind of oddly cool because that's what I did in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Gronk pulled up in a 1987 Ford Taurus.
No.
Although, well, actually, you know what? I shouldn't put that past Gronk. I doubt he drives. I don't think he has a license.
He's a meathead.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Nobody likes to see celebrities wallow and. You know, we don't like to see celebs in pain, and we don't like to see them have mental breakdown. Well, maybe we do. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe we do.
Certainly not Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage. He's a beauty, and he's a national treasure. Much
yes,
like his
therefore,
movie.
Please call him by his real name, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's full name. So he's on a little bit of a tear here lately.
Yeah, well he got married and then divorced.
Yeah, and he's been spotted at all these karaoke clubs around Los Angeles. Over the last week, and nobody can pull him away from the mic, and all he's doing is drunkenly singing Purple Rain.
Oh.
And, like, this isn't a bit. This is him. Here, I actually have audio. You want to hear?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's time we all reach out to something new. That means you too.
Yeah.
points at the people.
You say you want a leader, but you can't even make up your mind.
Hold on.
I think you better close it and let me guide you.
Get ready for it.
Yep.
The crescendo.
Nailed it.
Right. Nailed. But it actually gets worse. Here, hold on. I gotta find this clip here. Okay. Right here.
I never meant to cause any pain.
I mean, in fairness, he sounds better than Prince does now.
Oh, that's too bad. Here, hold on. Here's the...
He's the drunk guy at the Christmas party at the end, right?
He's talk singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the old...
Well, you do that.
I do.
But you do a good job. Like, you actually do a good job of Sweet Caroline.
Thank you. I practice.
But you do the talking part, too.
Yeah. I only want him one time.
Because I remember in Mexico, you were...
I don't remember.
I do. The one part I do remember in Mexico, you sing some lyrics, and then you lean over the stage and go, yeah, you know you enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's time for the Gospel According to Ballsy.
Well, if you plan to see the highly anticipated Avengers Endgame this weekend, you might want to cover your ears for the top surprises in Avengers Endgame. Iron Man manages to say something that is neither smug nor sarcastic. The rest of the guys get sick and tired of finding webs everywhere as Peter Parker hits puberty. Captain America decides not to go after Thanos due to a Justice Department guideline that a sitting villain can't be indicted. Sound familiar? Doctor Strange seeks help from his long-lost brothers, Doctor Weird and Doctor Slightly Off-Kilter. Another top surprise in Avengers Endgame this weekend, the Hulk gets Me Too'd after his junk accidentally flops out of those undersized tight purple pants. Several characters come back to life after they see what Marvel is willing to pay for spin-off shows. Lori Loughlin bribes the Avengers to let her idiot daughters join. Another top surprise in this weekend's Avengers Endgame, Johnny Depp cameos as a drunk pirate and promptly ruins the movie. And the top surprise in Avengers Endgame coming out this weekend, everyone dies from the measles.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Shayla.
Kayla or Shayla?
Shayla.
Shayla. Okay, Shayla, how are you today?
La, 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 la.
Sure, thanks.
All right, Shayla, here we go. I'm going to give you a go at this. You could win tickets to go to Cheech and Chong's O Cannabis Tour, but I'm going to give you a name, and you need to tell me whether it is a Saskatchewan craft beer, as it is Saskatchewan Craft Beer Week, or a strain of marijuana. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you partake in either?
I used to partake in marijuana, and I'm not really a beer drinker.
Well, this should be fun then, Shayla. Here we go. The name is Kashmir. Is that a beer, or is that a strain of weed?
That's a strain of weed.
It is a beer.
Oh.
Produced by multinational brewing. That's okay. You got to get 3 out of 5, so we'll carry on.
Here we go.
Blast Off. Is that a beer, or is that a strain of marijuana?
I'm gonna say strain of marijuana.
It is a beer.
Ooh.
And it's produced by Rebellion Brewing
here
in town.
This
is tough.
Okay,
you got
to go on a run here now.
Okay.
9-pound hammer. Is that a beer or a weed strain, Shayla?
Could be something else.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a weed strain.
Absolutely correct, Shayla.
Very good.
Right on.
You're staying alive.
All right, you need the next two right. Kay. Sunset Sherbet. Is that a beer or is that a weed strain? Sunset Sherbet.
I gotta go with weed strain.
And you would be correct,
ooh,
Shayla.
Ooh, hanging by a thread.
Last one. Okay.
Ooh, here we go.
Ooh.
Time to light one up. This is the championship.
And this is probably the toughest one.
Dig in, Shayla.
Hawaiian cowboy. Is that marijuana or is that a craft beer?
I'm going to go with craft beer.
Hey! Save a horse, ride a Hawaiian cowboy.
Yes, it's Hawaiian cowboy sour from Pile of Bones Brewing. Shayla, congratulations. You are going off to Cheech and Chong's, what is it? Oh, cannabis tour.
Oh, cannabis tour, yes.
Yay, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.